Let me begin then by thanking the organizers for their invitation, an invitation that was based on the surprising thought that there was anything that I could say to you on this subject that would be new or useful. Nevertheless, I suspect that time and age have something to do with it, since I started editing and publishing The Spectrum in August 1984. I have not come across the title citizen journalist before this, so I'm left to give you my own definition, partly by referring to certain events and an article that I mentioned over the almost a quarter century of publication. Of course, now that I think of it, the organizers had no way of knowing that the very decision to publish The Spectrum was a personal expression of tonight's topic, citizen journalism. I suppose I had little option. Returning to Canada in 1982, with 20 years of journalism experience under my belt, supported by a bachelor and master's degree in journalism from Carleton University, I suppose I had a right to feel miffed when I could not land a journalism job with CGOH, The Citizen, or CBC. But then I did the next best thing and started my own newspaper while holding down a full-time job elsewhere. It was a time when you did not need any deep analysis to see that the dominant media were ignoring a large and growing section of the Ottawa population. Black people and other visible minorities did not get noticed in dominant media unless they were stars of record, stage or screen, or champion athletes, or criminals. So, were we not mainstream? Did we not deserve mainstream attention? I have been mainstream all my life. So why allow anyone to redefine me now? The clear answer was to create my own mainstream. The niche was identified. Enter The Spectrum. For the entire time we have published this monthly newspaper, we have focused on issues that fall through the cracks of the dominant media, while avoiding competing with them on the stories on our community interests that radio, TV, or daily newspapers broadcast or published. But when they dropped the ball, as happened when Vincent Gardner was killed by a police bullet in Ottawa in September 1991, and a Toronto forensic pathologist issued a quick press release to say he died of liver cancer and that the bullet had nothing to do with it, that was a whole other story. After a flurry of stories by John Kessel in the main Ottawa Daily newspaper, the Gardner shooting disappeared from mainstream public view. The Spectrum filled the gap. For 5 years, we filled the gap, and that was the only reason why, years after the killing, the citizens of Ottawa were finally disabused of the absurd claim that the bullet had nothing to do with Mr. Gardner's death.